President Akufo-Addo takes a dig at independent candidate for just over his claims that the NPP is attempting to rig Tuesday's by-election.
If someone else has beaten him to run on the ticket of the party, why is he bitter? Why is he resorting to lies? Is that a fair thing to do?
We have more in politics as NDC flag bearer John Mahama says President Akufo-Addo cannot dictate who should succeed him.
I wish to remind him that it is God who makes rulers, and he can never ever be the one to choose his successor. It is God who will choose his successor.
Also in this bulletin, Education Ministry insists latest Global Youth Development Index on Ghana's education failed to acknowledge recent initiatives in the sector. We'll hear from the spokesperson.
You cross-check the report and you realize that this overlooks a decade of potential progress, including initiatives like the recent introduction of digitalization in the aspects of the smart schools and digital literacy program.
In business,
interest rates increased for the first time across the yield curve as government failed to meet its T-bills target.
And later, thousands of victims of the Nkosuo Dam's disaster continue to reel under very harsh conditions 6 months after the crisis.
Because when I get there, when I see things, then I don't know what to touch. I don't even know where to start from. So I feel very sad.
That's the latest in our Hotline documentary, which airs today. These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Details now. In our election headquarters today, brought to you by CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA, and CIMA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants and the German Ozone Medical Center Alternative Therapy, Dental Wellness and Beauty. President Akufo-Addo says persons manipulating the candidature of independent candidate for Ejusu, Kwabena Owusu-Ejiomi, will fail in their bid to claim the seat from the NPP. Though the president is indifferent about the former MP's decision to sever ties with the party, he says the candidate's attempt to resort to lies in staging a comeback should not be encouraged by voters. Speaking at the final rally for the NPP candidate, Kwabena Boateng, the president emphasized the need for the party to have majority in parliament.
I am surprised by some of Edoumi's utterances. I have no problem if he has decided to part ways with the MPP. In 2008, he beat a cabinet minister to become MP. If someone else has beaten him to run on the ticket of the party, why is he bitter? Why is he resorting to lies? Is that a fair thing to do?
Well, President Akufo-Addo further dismissed allegations that the NPP will rig the elections.
He claims the NPP will rig the elections. When he contested the seat and won, was the election rigged then? I don't think he should be making such comments.
You heard President Akufo-Addo still in the camp of the NPP. Flag bearer Dr. Mahmoud Oubamia will embark on a nationwide campaign today. He has promised to undertake a practical campaign that will tackle the issues that are most dear to the Ghanaian people. Communications director of the campaign team, Dennis Miracles Abuaji, says he begins in the Eastern region.
We are of the view that this 2024 elections is a very crucial one. As we move towards the next phase of our development, we believe that it's more important than ever to have a leader who can actually hold himself to the very highest standards that a Ghanaian citizen would expect. In this very maiden engagement, he will be interfacing with various category of stakeholders, general Ghanaian populace across the 16 regions. He would be engaging them on his vision and his plans for Ghana going into 2025.
Well, to the camp of the NDC now, flag bearer John Dramani Mahama says President Akufo-Addo cannot unilaterally detect his successor, emphasizing that President Akufo-Addo's paramount duty is ensuring a peaceful and credible electoral process. He spoke at a ceremony in Damango in the Savannah region where he cut sword for the construction of a new multipurpose in Deurua Jakpa Palace. The project, which features Malian architectural designs and includes a palace, residence and meeting area, Area is financed by Mr. John Mahama.
I wish to urge our president that the best legacy he can leave this country is to superintend over a peaceful, transparent, and credible election. I wish to remind him that it is God who makes rulers, and he can never, ever be the one to choose his successor. It is God who will choose his successor.
While still in politics, policy think tank Imani Africa is demanding that the Electoral Commission reveals the successful bidders of the 10 biometric verification devices which it auctioned and the rationale behind purchasing obsolete devices specifically designed for electoral purposes. The EC identified or indicated that the 10 devices found at a recycling company at Medina and Accra were legally auctioned, but Imani Africa is demanding clarification. Its founding president, Franklin Kujo.
Are there any other entities in Ghana buying and discarding such large amounts of BVDs? Why did the boxes have EC insignia on them? You know, look, as a country and continent, we need to get serious and demand answers of leaders and not wait till things get, basically things fall apart before we do. You know, handing over thousands of devices holding the fingerprints and other vital particulars of millions of Ghanaians to uncertified facilities would in any country generate a massive uproar. Why are we always so relaxed about everything in this town? I think the EC needs to answer a lot of questions.
You had founding president of Imani Africa, Franklin Kujo. Away from politics, the Ministry of Education says Ghana has recorded significant improvement in its education in the last decade with the introduction of digital initiatives such as the Smart Schools Project. The ministry was reacting to the latest Global Youth Development Index released by the Commonwealth Secretariat, which ranks Ghana's education as 125 out of 183. Now, speaking to Joy, new spokesperson for the ministry, Kwesi Kwarteng, said the assessment failed to consider recent educational initiatives.
Closer look at the Global Youth Development Index indicates its assessment of education quality relies on some specific variables or indicators over some time frame. But you cross-check the report and you realize that the last time data or it was measured was in 2013. And this overlooks a decade of potential progress, including initiatives like the recent introduction of digitalization in the aspects of the smart schools and digital literacy program. Similarly, you look at literacy rates, for instance, significant improvements has also been recorded.
Kwesi Kwarteng speaks for the Education Ministry. Now, on the 15th of September 2023, the lives of nearly 39,000 Ghanaians changed forever. This is because the VRA decided to open the floodgates of the country's largest hydro dam, the Akosombo Dam, citing excess water levels that they claimed threatened the stability of the dam. Days later, hundreds of communities downstream were flooded while thousands of livelihoods were destroyed. 6 months after, victims are yet to be resettled by government. Here are excerpts of the documentary After the Floods.
It's very, very painful anytime when I get here. That's why you can even see there's no cleaning. Because when I get there, when I see things, then I don't know what to touch. I don't even know where to start from. So I feel very sad.
Hectares of crop farms, hundreds of livestock, fish ponds, and the future investment of the youth have all not been spared.
The size of the pump is almost 20, so the 15 hectares was submerged by the water.
It's about 4 months now. How are we going to survive our children? We're going to school. And our coconut, my cassava farm, I'm having cassava farm about 10 acres, and the others, they are having. In Siko right now, if you go to the farm top, every teeth turn to firewood.
And it is through that inquiry that all the facts will be established. All sides will be heard, including the victims, the engineers, the management of VRA, the Minister for Energy, and his colleagues at the ministry, the presidency. Did this go to cabinet? Did cabinet give the green light? What did they check before they gave the green light? We need to know.
If 36,000 people in upper class Accra were displaced, would we be this quiet and this indifferent?
Mm-hmm. And that documentary by Carlos Coloni airs today on the Super Morning Show at 8:30 a.m. and on the AM show on the Joinish channel at 8 a.m. and later in the evening at 8:30 p.m. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.